You know, I mean, practicing the stadium is always nice. Seeing the fans and, you know, always kind of reminds me of game day, so it's a good feeling.
Is practicing at night any different than practicing at 9 a.m.?
It kind of reminds you of a game day, you know, it's not a typical schedule, but so yeah, we enjoy it. It's good.
You guys have finally gotten a couple days into actually getting a chance to hit each other a little bit. What are you guys seeing in the offensive line in terms of some growth in these first couple days of football?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that's what training camp is for, you know, kind of shake off the rust, get better, and, you know, work with your teammates and stuff. So that's a process. Got a long way to go, but, you know, we're out here doing it. So.
Saw you with Rob up there, good one-on-one.
Yeah.
How valuable is that to you guys this time of year?
I mean, I think it's good for both of us, you know. I mean, get some extra work in and you know, work on your craft and trying to get better, you know, and take every opportunity you can get. And, you know, he makes me better, I make him better. So I think it's a good deal.
Obviously, training camp is kind of looking like this, but you're getting a lot of reps next to Marcus Cannon,
right,
as opposed to Dan, and I know Dan has been limited at least through the first few days. How has that relationship been, and how are you guys working together?
Again, I think that's the point of training camp. You know, you practice next to different guys every day, and, you know, working your chemistry and seeing things the right way, and working as a team and as a, you know, the five guys up there. So I think it's a process, but again, that's why we're here for.
Other than that, you guys have had some pretty good consistency, pretty good continuity over the last couple of years. What does that do for an offensive line, being able to know the guy's tendencies and you know the guy next to you, you know what he can and can't do?
I mean, I personally like it, you know. Like I said, you kind of get to know the guy, you know where he is. You know, everyone does it a little bit different. I mean, obviously, you work on the same technique and it's supposed to look the same. And just kind of get to know the guy, and you kind of develop that trust to just know what he's going to do in whatever situation. So we're working on that now.
What about the step going from, especially for an offensive lineman, going from no pads to pads? It's got to feel good to be able to get out there and hit some guys and kind of get a sense of what you're in for. Before.
Right. I mean, there are no excuses. You know, I mean, you hit and you get beat. If you win, you win. You know, it's kind of spells it to a game if you can make it. And I think it's good. I mean, you got to get used to it again. You got to get hit. You got to hit somebody. And, you know, I think it's offensive lineman. You're glad when you put that pads on, you can hit somebody.
And last time I saw you, I was still too short, but we weren't sure whether you were going to be back. You're headed into free agency. So what is it like to be back and to continue with the only home that you've known so far in your professional career?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a club where I started, so it's great to continue here and, you know, going back to training camp and doing it for the fifth time now. And, you know, it's a great feeling. I'm happy.
Everyone talks about stringing good days together. Have you done that? Did you do that tonight?
Yeah, I think so. Always things can get better, especially early in training camp. Other things, I think it's all about effort and trying to improve and getting the corrections and not doing the same mistake twice. And working on your craft and working with your teammates.
Is the offense clicking, do you think? I mean, obviously a lot of new faces and stuff. Do you sense they're a little bit slow to grasp it because of all the new receivers and quarterbacks?
Hey, you know, I got to work on myself here, so, you know, I've judged myself and not everybody else.
Sebastian, are you a little limited? It seems like you take a couple reps in a drill and then you rotate out. Are you still working back into the game state?
You know, I mean, I think that's part of training camp, you know. Your coach tells you go in, go out, and kind of do what you're told, I guess.
For some of the younger guys that have, you know, either limited or no experience with Teddy Bruschi, what does his impact on this franchise mean to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think anybody in New England knows who Teddy Bruschi is, and, you know, I was fortunate enough to play with him in training camp my rookie year for a little bit at least. And, you know, pretty much what everybody else said, it's the same for me, like my feelings for him. You know, he's a fixture in this franchise, and, you know, he's been around for a long time, did a lot of great things, and, like, the few weeks I played with him, you know, you could just feel his mentor, you know, trying to mentor, you know, younger players like me, and, you know, having an open ear and eyes and really trying to help you out.
Do you feel like there are guys like Abuski on this roster now, not just like him, but guys who can do the same things, mentoring wise?
Say it again?
Are there guys who can do similar things to Bruschi as far as mentoring?
Well, I mean, I think that's part of football. You know, every year I think, you know, you build the team, you build the chemistry, and you work into a common goal. So I think, yeah, that's what we're doing now.
Obviously, Logan's kind of the captain of the offensive line, but do you find yourself and Nate taking more of a leadership role with some of the younger guys as well?
Yeah, I mean, you help out where you can. You know, there are young guys in there, and if you can help them out, you definitely do it. You know, I'm a believer in you work hard, you show your work ethic, and you kind of do what you do, and hopefully, you know, it shows and other people do the same, and I think that will only grow the franchise.